To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSERP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
Did I forget to send the picks to Skylar?
You betcha! You betcha.
I think it was a lack of the picks. Yeah, exactly. Too. It was more the picks weren't done yet.
I have all the games done now. Skylar, well, you know what? Not my fault she decided to take another vacation. I want to know.
You need a Jet 2 holiday every now and again. I don't know what to tell you.
She just gets it all the time, apparently. Apparently. We don't even know where she is. Where in the world is Skylar? Needs to be a new segment. I think it needs to be a new segment. Where in the world is Skylar?
Another Jet 2 holiday.
Yeah, there she is. Not here again. You know, we bring her in to do the picks. She gets the lead, and then she's like, eh,
yeah, then she just dips on us. That's cool.
I wonder if she's in Alabama. That would be my guess. I you know what? I thought about the exotic locations that she's usually at. But you know what? It could be Alabama. It is the third Saturday in October, Frank.
I mean, and it also depends on where you are. Alabama could be an exotic destination, depending upon where you are.
There's no logic to that. Have you ever been to Alabama?
No.
Neither have I. Do I have any interest in going to Alabama? Can't say I really do. But you know what? Maybe for a college football.
That's why game. I said exotic destination.
To who exactly? The people in Mississippi? Shots fired at Mississippi. Remember the last time I made
people
fun
like
of a state?
Yeah.
I got like somebody got super pissed off. I destroyed the state of Indiana saying it is such a waste of a state because I just drive through. There's nothing there. I have driven through that entire state. There was nothing. It was just flat. And like maybe a couple of trees, and that was it.
That's
and
honestly.
Just, and the guy was just like the Notre Dame fan was so incensed. We have the at South Bend, Indiana is a great place. I'd go there all the time. I said, aside from college football, I remember I said that. Aside from college football, there's no reason to go to Indiana. And you know what he said? You remember? Remember the chat he has? He was all upset about Indiana. He said, I would go to Notre Dame. I had season tickets for Notre Dame Fighting Irish football. I'd go there all the time. It's a great time. And I'm like, you proved my point, buddy. There's nothing to do in Indiana aside from college football. I would say Alabama's probably up there. What's there to do in Alabama besides pretend like you're Forrest Gump? I mean, there's nothing to do in Alabama. I like to categorize it as...
Don't rip on Alabama, especially when Talladega's this weekend.
No, my mistake. Talladega's this weekend. Don't make me hit
that's
nerve
a,
with Frank.
That's
here, with
another.
The, with
that's
the NASCAR
another. That's another
insult.
Segment we have to do.
That's another segment like we had with the Texas A&M stuff yesterday, the Texas A&M police force yesterday.
Is Talladega the one that had like the party the night before?
That is Talladega Boulevard.
Oh, God.
Talladega Speedway.
That is not fair.
Talladega Super Speedway puts up a list of everything that was left on Talladega Boulevard the day after the race.
They had like the dance-off, but it wasn't like dancing. It was more like
people have
throwing
left,
singles up there.
People have left full-on living room sets on Talladega Boulevard.
Like I said, why would I be going to Alabama? I'm just saying, like, this is the best way to, you know, honestly, you know what's a criteria for a great college town, Frank? A great college town. Would you ever take a vacation there if it wasn't for that college town's sporting event? I think that makes a great college town discussion.
That's not bad. That's a good starting point.
Let's talk about some of the college towns. Like, is anybody taking a vacation to Oxford, Mississippi? Anybody? Like, does anybody have any desire to be like, you know what? Like, you're in your 30s. You got a couple of young kids. It's spring break around, you know, spring break for their school. Hey, honey, let's go to Oxford, Mississippi. But let's not go to an Ole Miss baseball game. Let's go do something in Oxford, Mississippi. Can't say anybody's really taking a vacation there unless they absolutely have to be there.
I think
college town.
A good college town, I think, is a place that doesn't have an international airport. Or at least a regional airport or something. Somewhere where you have to, like, actually go out of your way to get there.
You have to drive an hour from the airport?
Yeah.
All right. Add that to the list. I think it's a place that we never take a vacation to. Like,
What comes with not being able to take a vacation there? No airport.
I mean, there's a lot of places that have airports that don't have anything going on. Like, I would consider, like, Morgantown. It's close to Pittsburgh. But, like, Morgantown, like, why would anybody go to Morgantown aside to watch West Virginia play some type of sporting event? I guess to go in the woods? Go make moonshine, maybe? When we went to Morgantown, I was like, this is a cool place that I would never spend my own money to go to. I thought the same thing about Ames, Iowa. Why would I ever go to Ames, Iowa? Is there a reason to go to Ames, Iowa? Is there a reason to go to Iowa in general? I've been to Iowa three times. No, twice. I've been to Iowa twice. And both times I was in Iowa, there was really no reason to stay in Iowa.
Corn is always interesting.
I'm not taking a vacation for corn. You know what? At least Iowa has... You know what? I lied. At least Iowa has Field of Dreams and stuff. There's something, like, there's something you can go to in Iowa. The Dakotas, maybe just South Dakota with Mount Rushmore.
There's only one Dakota.
There's two. I've been to them, and they disagree with you. There's definitely
Dakota
a division.
North Dakota is a myth. There's only
I've been to North Dakota. I don't know why I'd ever go to North Dakota. I'm glad I got to check that off the list. North Dakota. I got the North Dakota.
Did you get one of those? I do know a little bit about Dakota. In the northern part of Dakota, they sell you, if you go into one of those tourist traps, because they know that most people leave it as their last state to go to if they go to all 50 states, they sell you like a best for last bumper sticker or like a magnet.
That's nice.
Because it's your last state. I'm guessing you didn't get one of those.
It wasn't my last state. I was also with the football team, and we flew in to a landing strip. I was surprised the jet fit. And then we jumped on a bus, and we went to the Alaris Center for the walkthrough, and then the hotel was attached to the Alaris Center. That was basically all I did. And then I went to the hotel bar the Friday night, and since we had a football game that I couldn't coach in, I set up the stream off the huddle camera, and I watched on my phone at a bar in North Dakota. Very lovely people. I will say that. But again, that is not a place I would take a family vacation.
Again, it's the northern part of Dakota. It's
unless
North
you're
Dakota.
On an RV trip and you had to check off some states. But I think about that for a lot of these cities, right? College towns. I wouldn't really consider El Paso like a good college town, though. I've been to El Paso. It's a major city. I don't know why anybody would go to El Paso except to watch the Chihuahuas play or the Miners.
Norman, Oklahoma.
I'd add that to the list. There's no reason for me to go to Norman. I've been there twice. I don't need to go back. There's nothing to do in Norman. Skylar gave her picks already.
Well, that's helpful.
So we'll be able to do that in the 135 spot. Who else? Give me another college town. Like TCU's not Fort Worth's not a college town. It's a major city. There's a lot of stuff you could do there. You could take a vacation in Fort Worth. You could do stuff in Dallas. Not a college town.
Where does
What about Tucson? Like, here's the thing about Tucson. Like Tucson, like if Arizona, the University of Arizona did not exist, like that would be the entire economy for Tucson. Like, there's not a lot really going on in Tucson. U of A kind of is the reason why you would go to Tucson. But also, they got good golf there. They have an international airport. They have Star Pass, which is lovely. You can go hike Mount Lemmon. I mean, there's some stuff to do in Tucson.
My younger brother lives there, which kind of knocks it down a peg.
You have the movie studios. You would think you're close to Tombstone. You're not really close to Tombstone. But you know what? There's stuff to do in Tucson. Like, it's not... It's like an iffy college town, but at the same time, like the only reason there is because they have U of A.
I mean, you have College Station.
What about Pullman? Would you ever have a reason to go to Pullman, Washington if it wasn't for Washington State?
Nope.
Any reason at all? Zero. That is a college town. Lubbock, Texas. I will tell you right now. When I did go to Lubbock, I didn't want to go back ever again. We even won the game. It's not even like I was bitter we lost. We beat Patrick Mahomes that night. No interest in going back to Lubbock. There is nothing to do there. Nothing. I cannot believe that kids actually go to Texas Tech. I can't believe it. Aside from maybe playing in athletics. I mean, why would you go live? I guess for the Texans, it's to get away from their families, to go to the desert and drink or something like that. But there is no reason to go to Lubbock.
Where does Middle Tennessee play?
They're like north of Nashville.
Yeah, that's too close.
They're south. Sorry, they're south of Nashville. They're
too
south
close
of Nashville.
Too close
to
Nashville.
Too close to Nashville. Same thing with Bowling Green, Kentucky. For Big Red, they're like 45 minutes from Nashville. Laramie, Wyoming. I don't know. Laramie is not like Wyoming's not. You go camping in Wyoming.
Yeah,
it's
Wyoming.
A beautiful. Yeah. Not really a college town. Baton Rouge. Would you ever go to Baton Rouge? Why would you go to Baton Rouge for anything besides LSU? Have you been to Baton Rouge? I've been to Baton Rouge. I didn't want to stay there very long. I can tell you that. Ann Arbor, Michigan. You taking a vacation to Ann Arbor?
No.
Good college town. Utah plays in Salt Lake City. It's a big city. Arizona State plays in Tempe. Big city. Boulder. Colorado Boulder. College town? No. You could go do a lot of things in Boulder. Ames, Iowa? Yeah, that's a place.
Where does Colorado State play?
Fort Collins. College town.
Yeah.
Why would you go to Fort Collins for anything? Because you have to fly to Denver. Denver's airport is basically in Kansas. You have to drive an hour just to get to Denver, let alone even further to go up to Fort Collins.
Flew over Denver once.
How was that? Good experience for you? What about Eugene, Oregon? Drake told me they're making Eugene look more like Portland right now. Is Eugene a college town?
I
feel like it probably used to be a college town.
Yeah, I would say it's becoming more of a city. I thought Eugene also, but...
Urbana-Champaign, Illinois. College town.
Manhattan, Kansas.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Why would you ever go to Manhattan? Those are the two cities in the Big 12 I did not go to. Was Lawrence and Manhattan. Why would you ever go to either of those cities aside from Jayhawk basketball and K-State football? There's no reason to. Provo, Utah. Not really a college town.
No, there's stuff to do in Provo.
There's stuff to do in Provo. Knoxville, Tennessee, college town. Ain't nothing to do in Knoxville.
No,
I'm going to tell you right now. Las Cruces or Albuquerque? Las Cruces, college town. I would never go to Las Cruces for anything.
No, I was thinking, when you said Provo, I was thinking, isn't Provo Area 51?
No.
That's Area 51, New Mexico.
Area 51 is outside of Vegas.
Okay.
You're thinking of Roswell, New Mexico.
That's
it.
I'm thinking of Roswell, New Mexico.
Knoxville does not have a lot to do. As somebody whose brother went to the University of Tennessee, he said, trust me, ain't nothing to do out here aside from volunteer football and volunteer sports. They do have the Tennessee Smokies now, but yeah, a lot of townies in Knoxville. It's not a place you're taking a family vacation to. Reno, not a college town. They got casinos next to Lake Tahoe. I mean, I think the rule of would you take a family vacation there if it wasn't for the sporting event there? I think that's probably a good call. I think a second close one is the international airport thing, Frank. Why would anybody go to Waco? Magnolia Farms, that's it.
I could tell you one place that is not a college farm, not a college town, nor is it a big, I guess, sports town, I guess would say. That'd be Bramming, Denmark, which is where our guest in the next segment is from.
And we're going to get to that. Gainesville, Florida, I was asked. There you go. Gainesville, too. When we come back, Anders Dreyer from San Diego FC will join us on the Braden Soprano Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Our guest on 97 The Fan, join us via the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We're expecting a phone call from Anders Dreyer, San Diego FC winger. Obviously getting ready for decision day coming up on Saturday for San Diego FC. Getting ready for playoff soccer. I noticed the playoff baseball on the screen in front of me. Toronto and Seattle. That series is 2-1 in favor of the Seattle Mariners. We'll talk some San Diego FC for you right here with Anders Dreyer as soon as he calls in. Again, he's traveling back. Frank, he's traveling back from his international stint
Yes, and I just got a text from their PR rep that they're about 5 minutes late. So we got a couple minutes here.
All right. You can fill us in then on how big the weekend is for decision day in the MLS, Frank.
It's big.
Yes. How big for San Diego State?
it's a properly big weekend. So for San Diego FC, let me discard this tweet for the third time now.
Correction, he's going to be on it this time. Ha! Joke's on you, he's not actually coming on.
No, don't say that, he is. Okay, so according to what San Diego FC put out, this was a couple of days ago. For San Diego FC, if they win versus Portland, if they want to get the number one seed in the West, which means that they will play the winner of the play-in game between, I believe it's Dallas and Real Salt Lake, I believe. If they win against Portland, they need the Vancouver Whitecaps to lose to FC Dallas in order to get the number one seed, which would be incredible, naturally, for an inaugural season. If they draw against Portland, they will need to get they'll be going for the number two seed, which means that they will need LAFC to either lose or draw against Colorado. I got to do the
squirrel.
I just saw Angie,
the dog.
Yes, Angie's chemo's dog.
Things that are easily distracted for Frank.
Yep.
Dogs, trains, planes.
As I said,
you can infer what you want to infer with that information.
I can draw.
Nice. Good job. Good for you, buddy.
LAFC needs to draw or lose in order for San Diego to get the second seed if they draw on Saturday against Portland. If LAFC wins against Colorado, then the best they could do is the third seed. So it will be either a 1, 2, or 3 seed. The only way they can get the one seed is if they win and if Vancouver loses to FC Dallas. FC Dallas is going to be playing for a playoff spot. They're going to be playing to try to get out of that play-in game.
Right, because they have 41 points right now. Can they pass Portland?
If
they win, they get 3 points, right? So they put them at 44?
Yes.
And if Portland loses to San Diego, then they're tied at 44. Would Dallas get the tiebreaker?
I believe it goes to goal differential. I believe that's how it would go in European soccer. I'm not sure how.
Do they do head-to-head at all in MLS?
There is. Europe does head-to-head. It does head-to-head, but it counts after goal differential. What's the goal differential? I do not know off the top of my head.
That'd be GD, right? Yes. -3 for Portland, -4 for Dallas as of right now.
Okay, so Dallas
would have to win by...
Yeah, Dallas would need to win by 2 goals, I think.
Right.
In order for...
They're -1 compared to Portland, which means they'd have to...
Win by two. If goal differential is the tiebreaker for the MLS. So that is the only way. If you win, you have a chance at getting the number one overall seed. So you need Dallas to really fight for that playoff spot against Vancouver in order to keep Vancouver from getting the number one seed. You're going to get home field advantage either way in this opening round. It's just a matter of where you are seated in this opening round.
Regular season tiebreakers, total wins. Yep. Yep. Goal differential, goals scored, goals conceded.
Well, total wins. Points. Total wins is different than points, though.
It says total wins.
So total wins would probably be first. So then, who has?
So if they tied at 44, so Dallas would get an extra win. They'd have 11 wins. Portland would have 11 wins. Then you would go to.
So
goal
then
differential.
It would go to goal differential, which means then you need.
They would have to,
win by two.
Correct. Yes. So they'd have to win by two, and that would put Dallas into a position where they don't have to play in the opening round and play Real Salt Lake or Colorado, who can also get that spot too. And then that way, then if they do that, then they would get out of that spot, and San Diego with a win would get the number one seed and then would be in a position to either face Dallas versus Real Salt Lake
Or
Dallas versus Colorado, or Portland versus Real Salt Lake, or Portland versus Colorado. That's kind of your options if they get the one seed. If San Diego gets the two, right? If they win, they automatically get the two, correct?
Yes. If they win, they are automatically at least second. And that's a very good that's a good point there that you made as far as who's in, who's out. Portland is already in the playoffs.
Correct.
They know that. They are going to be fighting to stay out of that.
Correct.
Out of that play-in game. Dallas and Colorado are fighting to make the playoffs. So that with Dallas playing Vancouver and Colorado playing LAFC, there's no guarantee that those teams are going to roll over for their opponent.
Correct. So it's an interesting decision day. It's going to be fun in the MLS. And as mentioned before, so if San Diego were to win and get the two seed, they would be potentially playing Portland. But again, if they beat Portland, it could be Dallas. It could be, you know, so there's a lot of different options for, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios that are going to play out on Saturday this weekend in the MLS. For San Diego FC. So,
but basically, all you need to really know is you're in. You can't get lower than third. If you win against Portland, it's first or second. That is your basic go of it right
and
now.
And Portland is playing to not have to play in the play-in.
Yes.
Anders, ready? All right, we're going to get to Anders Dreyer, San Diego FC winger, joining us now on the Brayden Suprenant Show. He's coming back from some international play, so getting back to the United States. Anders, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's nice to be back. Sun is shining. It's nice weather.
Well, we appreciate you having you on the show. I know you just spent some time with the international period. How did that go for you individually, and how was the flight back to sunny San Diego?
Individually, it was, I think, of course I wanted to play more, but the minutes I played, I think, was 25, but I scored two goals, and I was happy for that. Always nice to score for the national team, it's always special. And then, fly back in training yesterday and had a full session today and ready to go for Portland away.
Now, this is common for soccer players. This is something that is familiar for you and playing on a lot of teams at the same time. But, you know, out here in the United States, that's not a very common thing to see, playing on multiple teams at the same time in different seasons. What is that like as a soccer player flipping from the Belgian national club to San Diego FC to being on loan, all these different teams that you become a part of over the year where you're obviously working for your own personal goals, but obviously the goals of multiple teams at different times. What's that like as a player having to transition to different teams throughout the year?
Of course, I think it's not easy, always. I think, now I have a family as well and they have to settle in a new, city, a new country. And I think I tried a lot and of course I'm 27 years old. I'm getting older, but it's nice to try different things. And I also think that's why I love being here in San Diego and family loves it, and I think that's the most important when everything outside the pitch is going smooth and well, then it become a little bit easier to, I think, perform on the pitch because your head is like 100% in thinking about football and not something else like outside the pitch. So I think of course that's very important, and that's something I'm very happy here in San Diego, of course, that there are of course a lot of other Danish guys, but also outside football to do something else than football.
Anders Dreyer is a member of the Danish national team. He was sold by a Belgian club to San Diego FC. He's been on an absolute tear in the MLS this season, joining us on the Brayden Soprenet Show. I mean, you mentioned your family. You know, you said 27 feeling old, man. I'm 30. You're going to make me feel really old at this point in time. What's it like living in San Diego for you? What is something you've been here now a little bit longer. It's a little bit different than when we asked you earlier in the season. But as you've gotten to live in this town, what's your favorite part about San Diego that does not involve football?
The beaches. I love the weather and of course the food. It's amazing. The tacos. It's so nice and it's totally different compared to Belgium, where I just came from, and of course Denmark. So it's nice and I always had a dream of playing somewhere where the weather was good and. Yeah, in San Diego, you can't complain about that. It's incredible and it's nice.
Of course, you can't complain about the tacos, Anders. Of course, that's a big thing here for sure.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
Well, hopefully, when you go back to to play for the Danish national team, I don't know. You got to pick up some recipes, share it with your friends on your team to try to show them what it's like with some of the tacos out here.
Yeah, but I'm not the best at cooking myself. So I have to bring them over so they can really taste the real deal.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure it's great to visit San Diego any time of the year to show them the sunshine, the beaches, and the tacos. Let's talk shop. Let's talk football. Let's talk what San Diego FC has in front of them here. Now, obviously, you're part of an expansion team. This is the first year in existence. You guys have accomplished a lot of great things, and the season is wrapping up. On Saturday, with decision day in MLS, a win gets you at least the 2 seed. Knowing your coach, Mikey Varas, and the way that you guys have played, I know you want to try to get that 1 seed as much as possible. What do the Portland Timbers put in your path this weekend that you're going to have to deal with that is preventing you from maybe getting the 1 seed?
First of all, I think we always go on the pitch that we want to win the games. And I think especially away from home, it's been quite good. A lot of points. Of course, we just played against Portland at home, 0-0 game where I think we had 2 goals cancelled by VAR or offside. So I think it's going to be a tough game. I think every game in the MLS, I think from me just joining the MLS, it's tough. It's good opponents, and it's all about staying ready. Because if not, then you just lose the games. So I think for us Saturday to go into the game and bring that I think especially second half from Houston into the game from first minute, it's gonna be important and show that after 2 weeks of break from international that we are capable of making a strong away performance again and take 3 points and see where that's going to put us in the league table. Of course, we know that there is another result that has to be going our way to get the first place. But listen, I think we have to think just about ourselves and go there, get 3 points and see what it brings.
There's a lot of different situations out there in terms of opponents in the playoffs and everything and seeding, and it's a decision day for sure in San Diego for San Diego FC, but also in the MLS. What is guaranteed, you guys are in the playoffs and you're going to have a home game. How important is it for you guys to be able to play in front of the home crowd in that first round of the playoffs? How much of San Diego do you feed off of, and what's it like playing in front of this town that has now gotten soccer at the highest professional level we can for the first time?
Yeah, listen, I think when you say it like that, I have the feeling like in my stomach that it's that first regular season game away from home in Galaxy. Like now in 2 weeks or so, we're playing the first club game in playoffs for this club. And that's going to be different. That's going to be so nice. I haven't tried this way of playoff, but I have tried playoffs in Denmark and Belgium as well, and the games are just different. And playing in front of our amazing fans, the first playoff game in the history of the club. I already know now that it's going to be magical and something that the club will not forget. So, of course, first now we look at Portland, but of course when we get closer and closer to that first playoff game, it's going to be nice. And I think that maybe a little bit more nervous before the game than usual. But that's nice, and that's when you're nervous, you know that there's something on stake and something that that you have a stage where you can perform and show yourself. And I think this team is ready for it, and the group is ready to go to playoff with a lot of hunger and a lot of hope for success.
Last thing I got for you, Anders, is personal. I mean, you have had a great year in the MLS. You mentioned earlier in the interview about how difficult the MLS has been and some challenging, and it's been fun. But, I mean, you've been a very prolific scorer. You've had a great season for San Diego FC. How would you evaluate how this season has been for you personally? And what has been some of the keys to your success, at least so far in the season and before you get to the playoffs, that you pride yourself the most in?
Yeah, first of all, it's been a good season for me personally. A lot of goals, a lot of assists, and of course playing on a good team helps a lot. And like I said always, I think you can never win a game 1-11. You have to have teammates, and I have some incredible teammates who is helping me the way that I love to play football, and I'm trying to help them. So I think that mix and that has been very, very good. And I think just in general, it's been funny, and the time goes so quick when you enjoy what you're doing. And I think the last year I've really enjoyed a new challenge for me, a new journey, and try something new with an expansion team. It's not all like often you see guys who is trying to get to a club where there's no history. So it's nice and something I'm really, really proud of so far, personally, but also for the team that what we have done. But yeah, now I'm looking forward to that Saturday game against Portland away, getting the 3 points, and then we are ready for playoff.
I mean, you've been in the conversation of MVP in the league. There's a lot of great players in this league, Anders. I mean, you're in the same conversation as players like Messi in this league. I mean, what does that mean to you, being considered, you know, some of the greats, not only in this league, but with a lot of great players that do play in this league?
No, it's, I think, to be honest, I'm not thinking so much about that. I said it the first day I arrived here in San Diego, that if we win every game 1-0 and I don't score, I don't care, because I want to win things with the team. For me, that's the most important thing. And looking back at a career where you win things, it's incredible, and I hope that we can take it to that place. Of course, to be compared with the top players in this league, it's nice, and we will see what's going to happen. But no matter what, I've been proud of myself so far and the team this season.
Anders, I've taken you long enough. I know you got meetings to get to. I know you got to get back dialed in, get ready for the Portland Timbers. Thanks again for the time. Good luck the rest of the way. Continued success. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Anders Dreyer, the winger for San Diego FC, joining us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. A great conversation we had with him, as San Diego FC has got a big game against Portland coming up this weekend on the road, and then it's decision day, same day. And we'll see where they land in the playoffs and who they're going to draw in the first round of the playoffs. When we come back, get you to the college picks, finish up the show, San Diego Summit Sports Station 97.3.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Live and local with Jim Day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's Urban Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. Big thank you to San Diego FC and Anders Dreyer for joining us today on the Braden Zabrenet Show. It is time to get you the fantasy. It's usually the time we do fantasy football. It is time to get you the college football picks with Skyler, who's not here. Fire up the music. Wow, that's loud. Somebody's excited for college
football. It's got to start loud, and then it comes down relaxed.
Okay. I'm upset with Skyler because she's not in Tuscaloosa. She's not in an exotic location. She's hanging out with our arch nemesis this week. Do you know what that is?
Is it the MOUSE?
Yes, it's the mouse. How dare she? We're mad at the mouse. I'm mad at the mouse. What a lousy game time we got picked for this weekend. Cost me a trip to Texas. And you know what? What does Skyler do? She decides to go hang out with the mouse today. That's disrespectful.
That is. That's so bad.
We were so anti the mouse, and now we're... Are we going to be anti-Skyler? I don't know.
No, we're not going to be anti-Skyler.
No, we're not. It's not going to be anti-Skyler. It can't be anti-Skyler. Well,
how is she going to fly the litter to wherever they want to go?
That's right. Yeah, that's
if we're anti-Skyler.
It's okay. We'll start off with that game that the mouse screwed up by picking it for ESPN2 at 9 in the morning. TCU's favored by 2.5, homecoming game against Baylor. They're unveiling new uniforms, or should I say new helmets this weekend. Can't wait to watch them on TV and not see them in person. Thank you, mouse. I'll take the Frogs against David Wu's Baylor Bears, Frank.
I'm going to go with the Horny Toads. I'll take TCU in this game.
Good. Skyler's also taking the Horned Frogs against Baylor, 9 a.m. on ESPN2. I've been disappointed in this game before, so it could also potentially happen. David Wu. I picked Baylor, too, to being my alma mater, but objectively TCU wins. Thank you, David. One's just picking Baylor just to be that guy. Anyway, LSU at Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee. Not a college town, Frank.
No, not a college town.
Vandy's favored by 2.5, 9 a.m. on ABC. Skyler's taking LSU. I'm going to take LSU also. I don't think LSU is as good as 10 in the country, but I think they're better than Vanderbilt, who might be a little fake good. I'm also anti-Diego Pavia, so I'm taking the Tigers. I'm taking the Bayou Bengals. Yes.
I've rode with them a couple times. I think Vandy's going to keep it. No, I'm not.
Keep it closer to their host.
No,
they have
it's
the,
LSU. LSU's winning this game.
That's right. Boomer Sooner at South Carolina, who is the grim reaper of teams that have success in the SEC. All great seasons go to die when they take on the Gamecocks in Columbia, South Carolina. Oklahoma's favored by 5.5. I'm going to take the Gamecocks. I think they make this close. I think they ruin Oklahoma's season. 9:45 on SEC Network.
I'm going Boomer Sooner.
Boomer. By the way, this is the easiest game remaining for Boomer Sooner the rest of the way. It's going to get only worse.
Which means it's my last chance to pick them, so I'm taking it.
Also true. Maybe this will be the Brent Venables curse, since he decided to poke a fight with the Big 12, and then the Big 12 made fun of him and on their official Twitter account, and then everybody in Norman got all upset about it. Come on, man. Be better. Ole Miss at Georgia, College Game Day, 12:30 on ABC. Georgia's favored by 7 in the hook against Lane's crew. Skyler took Oklahoma in that last game. She's taking Lane Kiffin in this one. +7.5.
I'm going to go with Ole Miss. They've shown me something this year. I believe in them. I'll take Ole Miss.
I'm taking Georgia at home after Ole Miss almost lost to Wazoo at home. I think Georgia covers the 7.5-point spread. Ole Miss hasn't lost yet. Yeah, we're going to go with Georgia. UNLV at Boise State. It's a good one in the Mountain West Conference. Boise State's favored by 12.5 at 12:30 on Fox Sports 1. I'll take the Broncos. Skyler's taking the Broncos. UNLV is 6-0, but they have just survived a lot of games.
It's
on the Smurf turf.
I'm going with UNLV in this game.
Wow.
I think that's a big spread, I feel. And Boise's still very little that they're the team of old. I'm gonna go with UNLV.
They're not the team of old, but you know who
maybe,
else is not
maybe
the team
not
of old
to,
is UNLV, right?
Maybe
now.
Not to win, but I will pick them to cover.
Texas Tech, Red Raiders. Bang, bang, Red Raiders. They're at Arizona State, 1 o'clock on Fox. Red Raiders are favored by 7.5 on the road. 6-0, Texas Tech. Arizona State's 4-2. Sam Levitt has been cleared to play for the Sun Devils. I think Texas Tech's one of the best teams in the country. I think playing in Tempe might be a problem for them. Maybe the game's... If they don't lose this game, they ain't losing the rest of the year. I got Arizona State +7.5 at home. I think they keep it close at home. I think they do. I think it's hard to cover that many points on the road, even if you're Texas Tech. I'm going to take the Sun Devils. 1 o'clock on Fox. I don't think they win, but I think they cover. It's a tough game. That's going to be a good one.
That's
Sam
really
Levitt's back.
Game.
Arizona State just got ran out of the building by Utah, who Tech destroyed.
What was Sam Levitt out for again?
I forget. I think he had Padres stuff he had to do.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to go with Texas Tech.
Wilbur says Sam yuck on the Arizona State pick by me. I know. I kind of need it to
Texas
happen
Tech.
For chaos in the Big 12. I have convinced myself that TCU could still make the conference championship at 10-2. I figured it out.
I'm going with Texas Tech.
Skyler's going with the Tortillas as well. Iowa, Penn State. I think Penn State wins. They never win in Iowa. I think they win with their interim head coach. I think they win for James Franklin. I think they give Penn State a false sense of hope, their fans. I think they beat the Iowa Hawkeyes. I'll take them +3.5.
If Penn State is going to show, wants to show any form of competency, this is a must-win game for them. I'm taking the Nittany Lions.
Skyler says, the hell with your Nittany Lions. Give me the Hawkeyes. I think she said that specifically in the
text. Everybody remember to wave after the first quarter.
USC at Notre Dame. Notre Dame by 9.5, 4:30 on NBC. I think the Trojans keep it closer than that, but I think Notre Dame wins.
So you're
Skyler's taking
USC?
The Trojans. Yeah, we're both taking the Trojans.
I'm going to pick Notre Dame
Time
on
to get
this
back.
Game.
They got gold pants, Frank. Is that a problem?
Not as
I
bad
guess
as
SC's got yellow pants. That's the yellow pant versus gold pant matchup.
Not as bad as the Chargers.
Tennessee at Alabama. Alabama by 7.5, 4:30 on ABC. I'll take the Crimson Tide. I've seen enough Tennessee games. I don't think it's going to be the case. Now, I hope Tennessee wins because I think my brother's going to go to the Alabama watch party with his boys, all wearing Tennessee stuff, at Moonshine Beach. God bless him. Go Vols.
I
just don't think they'll win. Go Vols.
I am under an obligation to say go Vols on this one. So that's
because
what
Skyler picked Iowa?
No. I have a friend who will do me bodily harm.
I'm still taking Alabama, but go Vols. We got one pick left. Running out of time.
Yes, we are.
Skyler took Alabama, obviously. Utah, BYU. Utah by 3.5 on the road against the Cougs of BYU. 5 o'clock on Fox. I'll take the Utes. I think the Utes have played better than BYU had a scare with Wilbur last week in Tucson.
I'm going to go with BYU. I believe in them. Number 47 for a quarterback. I'll take it.
I need BYU to lose.
Take it
game
every time.
Too, so we're moving on that. I take Utah. Skyler's taking BYU also. BYU's good. BYU's good. Utah's also good. Utah's only loss is the Texas Tech. Raiders are money.
I want my quarterbacks wearing psychotic numbers.
I don't. That's. I also don't stop everything I'm doing to watch a train.
Shut up, man.
So.
Just because I could draw better than you doesn't mean that, you know, shut up.
We'll pick up this conversation tomorrow. Gwen and Chris coming up next. Braden Soprano Show, Standing Zone Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprano Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.